I'm joined here by good old manager Ronan McNeillis. Ronan, a tough battle, 113-111. Glenfinn came back at you strongly.
They did, and Glenfinn always come back at you strongly. I think it was similar in the league game up there. We had a great first half and we were well ahead, and they came back and drew the game. So even though we were 6 up in the second half, we knew the game wasn't over. But I'd be disappointed in how we just gave them oxygen there when we were 6 points up, taking risky passes, and there was just no need for it. And they got two 2-pointers and a 1-pointer off the back of that. We weren't able to get our hands on the ball at all into that win. It was tough. Our kickouts were hard to get off as well. So disappointing in that. But at the same time, after that period, when we did get our hands on the ball, Adam McGeever really stood up and we took control back of the game. We worked a shot and then we worked a score. And I think we probably had the ball for the last 4 or 5 minutes there, and we played it in our term, so that was good to see.
Yeah, I suppose it was 9-14 at half time, and you came out and you got a great goal, like a lovely move, Eamon Colum finishing it to the net. Ethan adds on a point, and it's 110-14. It's looking good, but Glenfinn, just they wouldn't go away.
No, and they never do. They're so dogged, and they have some serious talented footballers there. That win today was a right footer's win in the second half for them, and Luke McGlynn took advantage of that, and they got a few other scores as well over from that side. So they have a lot of talent in that team, as well as the work rate and the plan they had today. You could see they were really trying their best to implement it. So it was tough game from start to finish. Yeah, we went 6 up, but you just knew it wasn't over. So very, very happy to get the 2 points in the first game, which we didn't get last year.
Yeah, the closing minutes there were nervy enough around the sideline. There was a couple of people blowing the whistle, hoping that it would come. But the composure was relatively good there, and Ethan stuck the insurance point then.
He did, yeah. In fairness, the linesman in Championship was great. They were able to tell you how much injury time has been played, so we knew what was left on the clock, he told us. So the message got on to the boys, so they played out that time, and when the time was up, we got the shot off. Ethan had a great score off the left on his wrong side, but he knows his pitch like better than anyone. And in fairness to him, he's put in some hours practicing and kicking this year, and he can see it in his scoring. And just the goal as well was huge, really huge. You know, it just gave us a bit of momentum, a bit of belief. And the pass in, Damon Colum, nice kick pass in, and he turned the man and stuck in the net. That man can do that every single day. He's got some ability and pace and power, so it was great to see him do it.
Yeah, I suppose you were lining out here today without Darrow Boyle and Omar McFadden Ferry. I'm sure they'll be integrated back into it. I suppose, you know, the Championship, there was a talk about maybe it would be delayed and pushed back and stuff. Was that a source of frustration within the group there for you?
Aye, like it was. You know, we thought, my thinking was maybe if Donegal won the All-Ireland, it would be pushed back, and if they lost, it might go ahead. But the boys had this weekend penciled in from the get-go, so it really didn't put us up or down that much. But I suppose the most frustrating thing is last Saturday we were told this game was going ahead on Saturday, which was yesterday, and 24 hours later we were told actually it's changed to Sunday. So that's kind of frustrating, because all these boys put their life on hold for football, and they change work shifts and everything, and it's just frustrating for them, and I feel so bad for them, and I'm the one who has to tell them, and I feel bad for them because of the plans they make. So just hopefully that doesn't happen again. I know there was genuine reasons in Glenfinn for wanting the Saturday game, and that was fine, but and they did all they were meant to do, but there was something went wrong somewhere, and I just hope it doesn't happen again, that we're given a fixture and it's changed on us 24 hours later.
Yeah, because you have a lot of young players in your group. I'm sure there's boys trying to summer work and maybe bar work and stuff like that. It's probably not that easy getting things switched around.
One of the biggest text messages or phone calls I get is, oh, I'm working, I can't get off, or I'm trying to change a shift and I mightn't make the meeting, I mightn't make training. And I'm always telling them, well, you know, we'll give you plenty of notice and you get a change then and do your best. And because they depend on those Euros, you know, they're only young lads, some of them are college, weekend work is so important to them. So it's good to be able to give them notice, so the more notice you can give them, the better. And then, but it's just, you have to go back and change that then, and they're going back to their employer and changing. It's just very frustrating all around.
Yeah, so you progress to round two now next week. You have St Noel's away from home. St Noel's lost to Four Masters yesterday, but by all accounts put up a decent enough fight. What are you expecting from that game?
Yeah, we were up watching them. Yeah, I was very impressed by Knowles. They were well organised. Maybe in the first half, maybe not everyone was pulling together the way they were maybe asked. But you could see in the second half, then they really changed their attitude and they implemented their plan very well and really put it up to four masters. So the three county players were pivotal, obviously, in that, especially Padraig Morgan. He kicked some great scores and he was orchestrating everything for them. So it's been a long time now since I've been up in Mount Charles playing. So it'll be an interesting game for us, and we know the challenges they're going to bring. So hopefully now we'll be able to build on today, but and go up there and get the 2 points that we need, and maybe go after the top four position for a change.